The contentiousness of the battle to succeed 10-term New Haven Mayor John DeStefano was evident on Election Day. Connecticut's Democratic Governor Daniel Malloy, who's endorsed Harp, showed up at a local polling station to support his candidate. He was confronted by one of Harp's rivals, Kermit Carolina, a city high school principal who accused the governor of meddling in local city politics.
Why are you interfering with the will of the people?
I'm not. What I'm saying is if you win this primary, I'm going to be for you.
So why be here now? Why not wait until after the primary to make a decision?
I'm trying to be very respectful of you.
And I'm trying to, too, Governor. I want to be respectful. I respect you, but I'm very disappointed that you didn't wait until after the primary.
But I happen to have a candidate in the race that I think would be
But if she's strong enough, if she's the person, she would win without you.
But let me be very clear. Let me be very clear. If you win the primary as a Democratic candidate, I'm supporting you.
I appreciate that, Governor. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Carolina got only 8% of the vote. Henry Fernandez, a former city development director, got 19%, and city alderman Justin Ellicker received 23% of the vote. Ellicker has declared he's continuing the race.
The reality is that the vast majority of people that are politically active here are Democrats. And so historically, most elections have been decided in the primary.
He claims this disenfranchises unaffiliated voters who make up a third of the electorate.
The bottom line is everyone in New Haven deserves a voice on who should be the next mayor. Everyone wants good schools for their kids. Everyone wants public safety. Everyone wants their streets paved. And those are issues that whether you're Democrat, Green, unaffiliated, or Republican, everyone can agree our priorities for the city.
The one-party situation in New Haven is so stark that a former state Republican Party chair, Chris DePino, was stumping for one of the Democrats in the primary.
I'm a Republican in New Haven supporting Henry Fernandez, yes.
So why, as a Republican, would you be supporting a Democrat in the primary?
There's no Republican in the race. I called up the Pope. I got special dispensation. And I got a certificate at my house that said I could support Henry. So that's why I'm doing it.
But Harp says it's disingenuous for any of her opponents to continue their campaigns as independents after losing in the Democratic primary, especially after receiving state funding for their campaigns.
I would argue that services to our young people, services to our elderly, are more important than paying for the campaign for someone who's just going to use it to get known and then run as an independent.
Harp supporter Bill Dyson, a former Democratic state representative, agrees.
The primary decides something. And so now we're at the next step of determining whether or not people are willing to abide by people having spoken on September 10th.
Dyson is one of many establishment politicians in New Haven supporting Harp. He says her election would not just mark the end of the 20-year DeStefano era, but would also make Harp the first female mayor in the city's history. But first, she has to defeat her fellow Democrat, Ellicker, again in November. Ebong Udama, WSH News.